And anytime anybody puts forth an opinion or a viewpoint or a doctrine that's against the Bible, you know what they're doing? They're actually exalting themselves against the knowledge of God. They're basically saying, like, I'm smarter than God. I know more than God. Isn't that what they're saying when they contradict the Word of God? Like, for example, just today, I saw somebody say on Facebook, anybody with even just an ounce of intelligence would know that the Supreme Being is not interested in what we wear. He's not interested in our clothing. Now look, that's somebody vainly puffed up in their fleshly mind, exalting themselves against the knowledge of God, saying Moses had no intelligence, Joshua had no intelligence, because he did everything that Moses commanded him to do. The judges had no intelligence. Saul, David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, they all had no intelligence, right? Because Matthew talks about what you wear. Mark talks about what people wear. Luke talks about what people wear. You say, where? He talked about how the scribes and the Pharisees are wrong because they wear long clothing, long flowing garments. The Bible says not to wear clothing that pertains to a man if you're a woman, and that a man should not put on a woman's garment. The Bible talks about your clothing, again, it covering your nakedness, being modest. You say, well, the Supreme Being, doesn't believe. It's a good thing I don't believe in a Supreme Being. I believe in Jesus. I believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I don't just believe in a Supreme Being that says he's so supreme, he can't be bothered to think about clothing. Well, the God that I believe in has the very hairs of my head numbered. Yeah, he does care about my clothing. He cares about every hair on my head. He cares about every piece of food that goes into my mouth and every word that comes out, every idle word that men shall speak. The Bible says that they'll give an account thereof in the day of judgment. You mean to expect me to believe the Supreme Being cares about what some atheist says? He's going to call them into account for every word that they speak, every idle word. Every time they bumped their head and said, oh, blankety blank, Jesus blank, and blaspheme the name of Christ? That'll be brought out.
You expect me to believe the Supreme Being?
Shut up with your Supreme Being. Supreme burrito. Okay? God, we're talking, it's not Supreme Being, it's the Lord.
Right.
His name's Jehovah.
Right.
His name's God. Okay? Well, let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Let's talk about God. Let's talk about Almighty God. Don't tell me about Supreme Being. Okay, let's talk about the God of the Bible, all right? And when you start saying, well, I just can't picture a God that X, Y, and Z, you're basically exalting yourself above the Lord. You're exalting yourself above the Word of God, like you know more than him, and you're also exalting yourself above all the prophets and apostles that God used to pen down the Word of God, that he spake through them. They spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.